From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, double trouble in Detroit. The mayor struggles to keep his job, and Chrysler struggles to cut costs.
Let's begin with the overall economy. The Wall Street firm Bear Stearns, struggling in the credit crunch, was forced to turn to another bank and to the federal government for help. And Wall Street is worried that the giant corporation is in such trouble that these emergency moves may not be enough.
Meanwhile, a new report shows that consumer confidence is down to its lowest level in years. The dollar is also at its lowest level in more than a decade, and gold way up, hovering around the $1,000 mark.
Yesterday, President Bush's Working Group on Financial Markets reported that the economy may need more regulation to turn things around and to prevent future problems. Today in New York, the president himself talked about the economy.
I'm coming to you as an optimistic fellow. I've seen what happens when America deals with difficulty.
The president said the country is obviously going through a tough time, but he added this.
In the long run, I'm confident that our economy will continue to grow because the foundation is solid.
More and more economists are now saying the country is actually in a recession. True or not, it certainly feels like one.
It feels that way, even though not everyone is being hit by every economic problem. Most people are not being foreclosed upon. Most people are not losing their jobs.
On the other hand, just about everybody is facing what we might call the gas station crisis. Our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, caught up with some motorists here in Los Angeles.
How much do you think it's going to cost you today?
$60. It'll run me about $40 to $50 to fill it up.
It's almost empty. It's going to be probably like $65.
Okay, we're at $23, $24, $25. It goes very fast.
Yeah, it really does.
I remember filling my motorcycle up for 25 cents.
Yeah, the prices have escalated very rapidly, and it's hurting us all. $63.
Oh my gosh.
73, unbelievable.
Looks like it's going to run over.
76 and 23 cents.
So yeah, there you go. 17.6 gallons for $68. And I was three quarters full, so I have no idea what I'm talking about.